Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, our fellow Bemeir, Yechel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. And of course, learning in the Shul this week, sponsored Lilei Nishmas Chana Rachel Bas David HaKohen. And we are in Sefer Tehillim in Mizmor Mem Aleph. And here, David HaMelech is going to close out his series of Kapitlach of Tehillim, where he thanks God for having healed him from his sickness. And so he dedicates this to the one who takes care of the sick. Now, when we think of a human doctor, he diagnoses based on physical symptoms. Hashem has the ability to look a little bit deeper, to look at the spiritual deficiency which saps the chote's vitality. And Refuah makes him aware of the fact that Hashem is unhappy with him in that regard. So David HaMelech was particularly upset because his illness didn't allow him to get and get the opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll see in this capital, at least in a pirish towards the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, does ail David HaMelech, which allows him to prepare the plans and the materials for ultimately what becomes Shlomo HaMelech's construction, and that becomes the high point of David HaMelech's career, and this is the end of the first book of Tehillim, which is the first group of the compilation of his resources. And so David begins, L'manatzeach mizmor le'David. David HaMelech offers a comment to the conductor. He says it's a mizmor le'David, as opposed to the David mizmor, which we talked about yesterday. Mizmor le'David means that David HaMelech sang the praise and was inspired at that point. Ashrei maskil el'dam yamra yimaltehu. Hashem, David HaMelech says, praiseworthy is he who cares wisely for the sick. On the day of disaster, Hashem will cause him to flee. What is he mentioning over here? Maskil El Dal, Rashi says, we're praising one who shows his concern by being Mevaker Chola. Dal refers to the patient. He's poor in that situation. It's the sick man who winds up being very thin and wasting away. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Dal on a very bad day, on the day of disaster, causes him to run away. So the Radak explains that the sick person, when his illness reaches a crisis point, only Hashem can provide the cure, and all the doctors, whatever they want to do, are going to be futile. B'yamra imalteu Hashem. And David HaMelech adds, Hashem yishmereu v'chayeu. It's Hashem who preserves him and keeps him alive. And both Rashi and Sforno say this refers to the life of the person who is promised a life of life and security as his result for taking care of another sick person. Hashem yishmereu v'chayeu. He'll be made praiseworthy on this earth, and Hashem will make sure that he does not become in the hands of his enemies. Hashem yisadenu al eres davoy kol mishkavo afachta bechol yo. Hashem will fortify him on his bed of misery. The Gemara learns from here that Hashem supplies a certain degree of strength and nutrition, even for the sick person, and even on the seventh day of the illness, when the patient is especially miserable, says Rashi, in that situation, all of his restfulness was upset by his illness. What does that mean? So Rashi says that his restfulness was upset by his sickness, but the Radak says, due to the severity of the sickness, you give him power to turn from side to side in the bed. And Abani Amarti Hashem Chaneni, I said to Hashem, please show me some chen, show me some favor. Refa nafshi kicha tasilach, please do me a favor, because I sinned to you. In other words, the Radak says, until now, the visitor was talking, and now the sick man who wants help, he has to speak out to Hashem. And he doesn't ask for his body to be healed, says the Radak. He realizes that his illness comes from the Averis that he did, which are the Averis of the soul. That's the only thing, the only one who could save him at that point is Hashem. Oy vayomru, rali masai yamus v'avad shemo. My enemies are going to say, when will he die and his name disappear? In other words, the wise, caring person cared for my needs, says the Radak. My enemies, they want something else, right? Everybody wanted to see me die. So the Medrash says, really? The David HaMelech, he was the one who was sick over here. V'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda oivus David. The Pasuk says everyone loved David. So who are his enemies? Only those who wanted to cheat and rob, but were stopped by doing so by David HaMelech. Yet still, David HaMelech was concerned about them. When the enemies hear me crying out, show me chen, they get excited, and they look towards the day when I'll die. So the Brisker Rav, in his commentary, he cites a number of psukim from Tillin to prove that this establishment of the Beis HaMikdash and the fact that the Davidic line continues to be strong, those things are interdependent. When David's enemies rejoiced over his illness, that prevented the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, because they knew that when David HaMelech would establish the Beis HaMikdash, the Davidic line would be strong forever. And by the way, consequently, the opposite was true as well. If one comes to see David HaMelech when he's sick, in other words, one of my enemies comes to see me while I'm sick, says the Radak, he's not coming to visit me, he's coming to gloat over my agony, and so he's going to speak insincerely, says the Radak. Oh, I'm so concerned about you, he wants to see me die. Libo Yikavitz Oven, though, his heart desires to gather himself malicious information. So he's sitting there speaking sympathetically while I'm here, but his mind is looking around to see what can he offer to the world outside that would be detrimental, that he'll use against me. And when he leaves, he reveals it in that situation. So Yachad Alai Yislachashuko Son Ay Alai, united against me, all my enemies whisper. Right, Yachshavu Rali, they're planning all sorts of bad things for me. Dvar B'liyal Yatsukpo V'Asher Shachav Lo Yasif Lakum. The result, they're going to offer the words and to say the lies that he's down in his bed, he's not going to get up. Gamishlomi Asher Batachti Bo Ochalach Miagdil Alay Akev. And even my allies who I trusted, I took care of them. They developed an ambush against me. In my distress, not only do my enemies attack me, but even my trusted friends I can't trust at that moment in time. And that's a really big challenge, V'ata Hashem. So therefore, you Hashem, chaneni v'akimeni v'ashalma lahem. All right, so Hashem, the fact that they're arguing that I won't be able to get out of my illness, I ask you to go against that by picking me up in that situation, and I'll repay them their ra mida keneged mida. In other words, the Radak says David HaMelech was waiting for the moment where their sickness would be repaid in kindness. So the Mefarshim say that doesn't seem very nice. It doesn't seem like an appropriate use of nekama. So the Sfarno says that as a king, David was required to be strict this way. Shaul HaMelech didn't act that way, and that's one of the reasons that Shaul HaMelech was held liable in the situation of Amalek. There are times that a king has to not think for himself. He has to think globally as a leader, and sometimes his actions as a leader are not the same that would fit as an individual. Now this I'll know that you're happy with me. You won't let my enemy applaud for me. When you pick me up from my sickness and won't allow my enemies to triumph over me, says Rashi, right? And you don't let him dance when he goes ahead and says nasty things about me with arrogant words. That's when I know, that's how I'll know that's where I'm doing okay in your eyes. Because of my integrity, you supported me and you let me stand tall and proud forever, right? After you found my integrity and my faith to be flawless, you supported me and you picked me up, says the Radak, in that situation. And you picked me up forever for the full term of a normal human lifetime. And you gave me the strength to stand tall and proud while I gave over the rules of the Beis HaMikdash to the people, says the Brisker Rav. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mei Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam, Amin V'Amin. So David HaMelech says, therefore, Baruch Hashem, right? When we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we get up from our sickness, we're supposed to say, Baruch Hashem Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam, from the beginning of time till the end of time. Hashem is the only one in this world who has to be acknowledged. And we say, Amin V'Amin. What does it mean, Amin V'Amin? Amin says, I believe in this. And by repeating the word Amen V'Amen, the Medrash Tanchuma says, whoever says Amen in this world, he'll be able to answer Amen in Olam Haba. And that is the end of the first Sefer of the five books of Tehillim. And Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will continue into the second degree of books. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.